Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday, October 22nd edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and today's date is Friday, October 24th, 2025. Let's jump right into our community news and notes today, starting with an Archie's Hardy Party benefit, which is taking place later in November. This article by Ann Roten. A GoFundMe page has been set up to support Baby Archie's Heart Journey. The website, the GoFundMe page, has been set up at Winston's Old Bank at 219 South David Street and at the Sydney Saloon at 204 South David Street in downtown Sydney. They've teamed up for a Sunday, November 16th, Archie's Hardy Party, a benefit fundraiser to help Corey and Manon Lily with medical expenses and travel costs for their son Archie Lily's care. He's been diagnosed with aortic valve stenosis. This is a congenital heart condition that requires specialized care after birth. Archie was born on October 16th. Manon Lily grew up in Sydney, and Corey Lily has been a Sydney volunteer firefighter and EMT for many years. The benefit fundraiser will take place on Sunday, November 16th, from 1 to 5 p.m. There will be live music at Winston's Old Bank from 1 to 4 p.m. with Andrew Duncanson and friends, featuring Lindsay Lily. And at the Sydney Saloon, from 3 to 5 p.m., there will be music featuring Tom Grassman. The benefit fundraiser will feature a drawing for a custom-made fire pit, a Coleman tailgating grill, custom-made Illini lights, and a cooler filled with fun items. Tickets for the drawing are available for $10, or you can get three for $20. Drawings for lottery boards with over $175 worth of lottery tickets will also be featured. Drawing kit tickets will be available for this fundraiser for $10 or three for $20. And there's more. A 50-50 drawing will take place as well for $1 per ticket or $5 per 6 tickets and arm-length tickets for $10. Pulled pork and Sloppy Joe sandwich plates, including a sandwich, chips, dessert, and a non-alcoholic drink, will be served for $10 a plate. Also available to purchase are hot dogs for $5, or with a plate that includes hot dogs, chips, dessert, and a non-alcoholic drink for $10. A special thanks goes out to benefit sponsors Winston's Old Bank, the Sydney Saloon, Martin Equipment, 34 Lives, The Goose and the Gander, and Travel by Beth. The benefit fundraiser will help the Lily family with medical expenses and travel costs for Archie's care. So do come out and enjoy live music and great food in downtown Sydney and lend a helping hand to the Lily family. You can contact Susan Hartman for questions or if you'd like to be a sponsor or donate an item for the benefit fundraiser by contacting her at email, and her address is shman, that's all one word, shman at illinois.edu. And thanks to our correspondent Ann Roten for this item. Next up, the Starkle Planetarium at Parkland College is going to host an interactive Scout Badge workshop series. The Starkle Planetarium at Parkland College will host interactive badge workshops for Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts this fall. The Girl Scouts Space Science Badge Workshops will take place for Daisies and Brownies on Wednesday, October 29th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Juniors, cadets, seniors, and ambassadors will have their workshop on Thursday, October 30th at the planetarium from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is $7 per scout, and this includes a booklet based on the requirements and the patch. The Boy Scouts of America Astronomy Merit Badge Workshop is on Monday, November 3rd, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. The cost is $6 per scout, and this includes a booklet including all of the badge requirements. Please note that these sessions are workshops, not just a show. Scouts should bring a pencil or pen and a flashlight covered with red plastic or cellophane. The workshops will cover the badge requirements. Scouts will submit the completed work booklet to their scout office to receive their badge. Advanced registration is required for the workshops. Registration deadline is a week prior to each of the workshops. There will be no registration taken at the door. Participants should register online and complete one form per scout and per each leader. The planetarium requires a minimum number of registrations in order to conduct the workshops. In case of cancellation, refunds will be issued. For more information, you can call the following number, and it is 217-351-2567. Or you can visit the planetarium's website, which is simply planetarium.parkland.edu. That's planetarium.parkland.edu. Let's move on now to the weekly library newsletter from Philo. Looking out the window, they begin, wondering what to tell you about today. I'm stuck by how, after the endless weeks of sun and hot weather, when I complained about the weather, today it has become so dreary and dank, I'm wondering what to do. Actually, it is just the type of weather that would be good for staying inside and reading a good book. To that end, I can tell you about some new books that we will be receiving at the Philo Library, and a couple we have already gotten in. Reese Witherspoon, the actress, author, and so many other things, has joined Harlan Coben to write a thriller called Gone Before Goodbye. I'm halfway through it, and it's a quick and interesting read. I'd recommend it even though it isn't typical Coben fare. Mitch Albom's new novel, Twice, is a story about a boy who discovers he has an ability to get second chances. He can undo any moment, but he must live with the consequences of his second chance no matter what. There is one catch in his ability. If a person stops loving him due to his second chance, it cannot be undone. Interesting, isn't it? Louise Penny's new book, The Black Wolf, is coming out the end of this month, and we already have a waiting list for it. But it'll go quickly. And if you are an Inspector Gamache fan and want to read the latest from him, go online or stop into the library and get on the waiting list for it. There are also new books by Michael Conley and Jeffrey Deaver coming out this week, so you should be able to find some of these new reading materials here at the Philo Library really soon. And it's almost time for the men's basketball scrimmage, so for now, our Philo librarian says, thanks for reading. Moving on now to this week at the Tolono Library, they're getting ready for Halloween, and they have lots of fun and exciting events on store at the library. Monday, October 27th, and Tuesday, October 28th, we have K-12 Study Station, with Monday being ALA and Tuesday focused on science. Both sessions are from 3:30 to 5 in the afternoon. On Wednesday, October 29th, we have the CU Fab Lab from 3:30 to 5 p.m. And now for the best part. On Saturday, October 25th, from 2 to 4 p.m., we have our annual Spooky Bookie Bash. Come in costume and trick-or-treat throughout the library. There will be face painting, crafts, music, spooky story time, a photo wall, and all kinds of spooky booky fun. We look forward to seeing you at the Tolono Library. As always, please visit our Facebook and Instagram pages, plus our website, for all the info about exciting events in the upcoming weeks. Next, let's move on to the Sydney Scoop, courtesy of Ann Roten. She reminds us that the seasonal rural Sydney business, Negan Gard Pumpkin Patch, continues to be open every day, 7 days a week, from 9 till dark through Halloween, October 31st. They have lots to choose from for your fall decorating and Halloween fun, from a large assortment of pumpkins, gourds, Indian corn, squash, bales of straw, and corn shuck bundles. Payment for purchases is by cash or check only. They also have farm animals, some of which include goats, cows, pigs, chickens, and ducks for you to feed and visit with. The pumpkin Negan Gard Pumpkin Patch is located at 1883 County Road 700 North in Sydney Township, between Sydney and Philo. And you can call Mitch Negan Gard for more information. His number is 217-722-7866. The next regular monthly meeting of the Village of Sydney Board of Trustees will take place on Monday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Sydney Community Building at 211 East Main Street. All monthly meetings, unless otherwise posted, are held in the Sydney Community Building meeting room. Veterans Day will be here before you know it, and Unity East Elementary will host their annual Thanksgiving Luncheon and Veterans Day program on Friday, November 7th. All senior citizens and veterans are welcome to attend. The doors open at 12:05, it's 5 minutes after noon, and lunch begins at 12:20. The Veterans Day program itself begins at 1 p.m., and the hosts ask that those interested in attending please reserve a spot by calling Unity East Elementary School at 217-684-5218. The Sydney American Legion Post 433 will post and retrieve the colors, and your correspondent, Ann Roten, will be on hand to cover and snap photos of this always popular Unity East Elementary event. The Sydney Improvement Group is getting ready for their Sydney Hometown Christmas event, and they've published vendor information for the Shop at Home part of the event, taking place on Saturday, December 6th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sydney Community Building. The Community Building will be open on Friday, December 5th, from 5 to 7 p.m., and on Saturday, December 6th, at 7:30 a.m. for setup, and then the Shop at Home will start at 9 a.m. Vendors should bring their own tables, but chairs will be provided. Vendors will also need to bring their own extension cords, and remember to label them if you do need power at your booth. The booth fee is $15. You can make your checks payable to the Sydney Improvement Group and mail them with the vendor form to Donna Hooker at P.O. Box 354 in Sydney. She can also take Zelle for the booth fee. Vendor forms can be obtained from the Sydney Improvement Group Facebook page, which is simply a terrible address. If you go to Facebook, look for the Sydney Improvement Group. Or you can call or text Donna and request a form from her. And her number is 217-621-4929. There is now a published event schedule of everything planned so far for the Saturday, December 6th Sydney Hometown Christmas event. And that can be found quite simply at the Sydney Improvement Group's Facebook page. Activities scheduled include breakfast at the Sydney United Church, which is located at 501 East Main Street, from 8 until 10 a.m. And Shop at Home vendors will be at the Sydney Community Building at 211 East Main Street from 9 until 2 in the afternoon. Downtown Sydney activities taking place from 3 in the afternoon till 8 p.m. include a Christmas fun run and walk starting at 3 p.m. and a parade beginning at 5:30 on David Street in downtown Sydney. And Anne Roten, our correspondent, wishes us a wonderful week. If you or your organization have news items you want published, drop a line to Anne Roten at P.O. Box 491 in Sydney. Or you can call her at 217-688-2812 during business hours. And don't hesitate to leave a message if you don't get an answer immediately. And moving on with more of our community news and notes, the Tolono Fire Protection District is happy to report that due to the yes vote for their tax referendum, Tolono now has a new fire truck. Not quite new, it's a 2011 model. This fire engine can hold 1,000 gallons of water and transport up to 5 firefighters to an accident or fire event. The fire engine came from the Sangamon Fire Protection District and has been very well maintained. Once the department replaces some graphics on the truck and gets their own equipment loaded onto the new engine, a date for the public to come and view this historic celebration will be announced. Once again, congratulations, the Tolono Fire Protection District. Next up, the Parkland College trustees are reviewing a new digital catalog and approving and reviewing a job evaluation system. At their regular meeting on Wednesday, Parkland College Board of Trustees received a live demonstration of the modern campus software platform, the college's new digital catalog, and approved an in-depth review of the professional support staff job evaluation classification system. Curriculum specialist Amy Frasca presented trustees the new digital catalog featuring its accessibility and interactivity. Highlights include the career pathways and employment data displayed for every career program, the new My Portfolio feature allowing students to bookmark courses and programs, and the integration of course information within programs. This will allow students to more easily learn about the coursework while browsing the overall program. Parkland trustees also voted to retain Evergreen Solutions out of Tallahassee, Florida, to conduct an in-depth review and update the PSS-JEC system for a total cost of $28,500. The review will assess the effectiveness of the current system. It will also ensure market competitiveness and support equitable pay practices that align with institutional and professional support staff collective bargaining unit goals. Additionally, the board approved Parkland Community Education's selection of Club Europa of Urbana to provide $155,000 in customized group travel tour services for community members taking 14-day journey to Copenhagen, Oslo, Stockholm, Helsinki, and Tallinn in June 2026. Services include transportation, accommodations, private and public tours, guides, gratuity, and some meals. Participant fees will cover the costs of this group travel opportunity. The Parkland Board also heard reports from other campus officials. Dean of Enrollment Kristen Smigelski presented the board with fall 2025 enrollment data, which includes a 6,355 student headcount compared to only about 6,000 students last year. She also noted a 5.7% increase in unduplicated headcount compared to last fall, a 4.3% increase in full-time equivalency, a 13% increase in continuing students, and an update about the college's partnership with ReUp to engage and re-engage stepped-out students. Director of Grants and Sponsored Programs, Josh Berkey, presented the annual grant report, and Vice President for Administrative Services and Chief Financial Officer, Amy Lloyd, discussed the estimated amounts of funds needed from the upcoming tax year 2025 tax levy in accordance with Illinois' Truth in Taxation Law. Lloyd also presented the fiscal year 2025 comprehensive annual financial report, along with Heather Powell from Forvis Mazars, LLC. The report presented the college with an unmodified, clean opinion of its fiscal year 25 financial statements. The federal portion of the college's annual financial report, known as the single audit, will be released separately once federal guidance for 2025 is finalized. In other business, the board approved the following items: a lease agreement for the fenced parking lot with the Atkins Group Warehouse LLC of Champaign for a 3-year term at $179,000. An intergovernmental agreement to utilize space number 6032 to extend the term of State of Illinois Central Management Services lease through September 30, 2030. They also approved the filing of grant applications for the following purposes: Illinois Community College Board FY26 Non-Credit Strategies at Work effort. Also, the Illinois Board of Higher Education for a nursing school grant from the Illinois Community College Board and FY26 Strengthening Mental Health Supports at Illinois Community Colleges grant. They also approved funds awarded to the college from the following external sources. The Illinois Community College Board has granted a 2026 pipeline for the advancement of the healthcare workforce. Also, the Illinois Community College Board FY2026 Federal Postsecondary Perkins Basic Grant for Career and Technical Education. The board approved personnel appointments and modifications as follows. Shannon Bicknell has been appointed Director of Digital Learning and Learning Commons. Samantha Huff has been appointed Head Teacher of the Child Development Center. Kanoko Manabi has been appointed Assistant Teacher, Child Development Center. Jamaria McDonald has been appointed Head Teacher in the Child Development Center. Mark St. McDowell has been appointed Director of TRIO. Dominic McLaughlin has been appointed Head of the Systems Analyst, Campus Technologies. Lauren Moss is an Administrative Assistant in Student Life. Lorraine Munoz is Program Manager in Adult Education. Samuel Standifer is Information Security Engineer in Campus Technologies. And Marissa Willison is a Graphic Designer in the Marketing and Public Relations Department. In more news from Parkland College, we learn that the college will host a fall 2025 open house for area high school students, their parents and family, and community members. The open house at Parkland is scheduled for Friday, October 31st. Guests can discover what Parkland has to offer through its academic programs, campus life, support services, and more, starting at noon until 2 p.m. in the Parkland Student Union, the Health Professions and Career and Technical Education facilities on the main campus, and the Health Professions Labs at Parkland College on Mattis Avenue. The event allows guests to tour campus and have their questions answered from many Parkland representatives, including those from the Accessibility Services, Admissions and Records, and the Departments of Agriculture, Applied Sciences and Technologies, Arts and Sciences, Aviation, Business and Computer Science, Financial Aid, Health Professions, the Natural Sciences, and more. The health professions portion of the open house will take place in the L wing of the campus and at the Parkland on Mattis building. The dental hygiene, nursing, practical nursing, radiological technology, respiratory care, surgical technology, and veterinary technology programs will also be featured in the L wing. Parkland on Mattis will be featuring Emergency Medical Services Department, Fire Service, Highway Construction, Medical Assistance, Nursing Assistant, and Occupational Therapy programs. Parkland's Career and Technical Education Division will host scheduled tours of its facilities and equipment labs in the B wing of the main campus and in the Park Hill Applied Technology Center and Tony Knoll Agricultural Technology Application Center on the west side of the main campus. Faculty and departmental staff will be on hand to answer your questions about programs and training opportunities. There will be a shuttle service from the main campus to the other buildings. The event will also include an optional main campus walking tour with student ambassadors. You can register for the open house at Parkland's website, which is simply parkland.edu, and look for the link to the open house. For more information, you can contact the Department of Admissions and Records at 217-351-2482, or you can email them at admissions@parkland.edu. In more education news, we now turn to Eastern Illinois University, which has been awarded the 2025 Campus Prevention Network Seal of Prevention from Vector Solutions, recognizing EIU's exceptional commitment to fostering a safe, healthy, and supportive learning environment on campus. The CPN Campus Prevention Network Seal of Prevention represents the highest standard of excellence for digital prevention and well-being education in higher education. The distinction honors institutions that demonstrate measurable impact and evidence-based leadership in critical areas such as sexual assault prevention, alcohol and drug misuse prevention, mental health awareness, and community building. Each year, Vector Solutions evaluates colleges and universities nationwide using vigorous, research-based criteria grounded in the principles of effective prevention programs. Institutions earning the Seal of Prevention are recognized for their comprehensive approach to promoting student access, campus climate, and community well-being. At Eastern Illinois University, our students' well-being and success are central to everything we do, said EIU Executive Director of Health and Counseling, Dr. Eric Davidson. This national recognition underscores our university's dedication to prevention education and to creating a campus culture where every student feels safe, supported, and empowered to thrive. According to Vector Solutions, institutions earning the Seal of Prevention demonstrate significant positive outcomes, including an average 8.3% higher first-year retention rate and a 9.6% higher on-time four-year graduation rate compared to non-SEAL institutions. This is incredibly important. EIU's prevention programming continues to build on the university's long-standing commitment to holistic student development and community engagement, added EIU's Health Education Resource Center Director, Dr. Matt Warner. This concludes our reading of the October 22nd edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and I invite you to join us again next week.